about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Megan and Ari with their 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, researchers at the University of Queensland are currently trialing a treatment for the millions of Australians living with debilitating migraines. Led by PhD and senior physiotherapist Pete Farmer, this study will include 55 Queenslanders between the ages of 18 to 65 with a history of migraine pain. A series of physiotherapeutic methods have been developed by Mr. Farmer over 20 years, including a hands-on approach to joint mobilization and at-home strategies to improve neck mobility and function. Mr. Farmer says medications are a mainstay for migraine management, but these exercises may have additional benefits. These methods will be used on subjects, and with diaries they receive as part of the program, they will be able to record their progress. We want to explore the characteristics of those who respond to the treatment compared to those who do not, Mr. Farmer said. We also want to explore whether improved movement in the upper neck can alter not just headache or neck pain, but also other migraine-related symptoms.
Following the publication of Queensland's new behaviour policy, the number of households evicted from public housing has tripled. The policy, announced just last year, evicts tenants who receive three warnings for serious behaviour, including aggressive language, deliberate damage, and harassment. Tenants are immediately evicted or banned for 2 years in the event of severe or illegal activities, though the policy may apply discretion to tenants with complex needs. While some argue that the spike in evictions demonstrates that the policy is working as intended, others are concerned that this policy only further limits marginalized communities from accessing housing support. In national news, Australia's Bureau of Meteorology and other global climate experts are anticipating record-breaking temperatures in an oncoming, quote, Super El Niño expected in late 2026 and in 2027. Alongside worldwide heat waves, this exceptionally strong El Niño may generate the hottest year on record. The Bureau has emphasized that the strength of an El Niño does not conclusively determine the effects the weather phenomenon will have on Australia, but hotter and drier conditions may be the result. The Super El Niño could also bring a higher global average temperature, a few tenths of a degree more than what is projected based on the current rate of global warming.
The Albanese government has said that the new capital gains tax will tax real profits rather than gains caused by inflation. However, in a recent article from Executive Chairman of Yellow Brick Home Loans, Mark Bruiz, he argues that this could come at a cost for investors, Australian businesses, and young Australians currently affected by the housing market. Former Treasury official Jeff Francis calculated the gains for investors that put $10,000 of shares in the four leading banks. He concluded that investor on a 39% marginal tax rate could accrue a tax bill of around $1,850 over 20 years, despite making $1,250 after inflation, a loss of $600. And given the introduction of a 30% tax on capital gains, the article argues investors will want to invest in the shares of other countries. This is at the eventual detriment of investments in national construction companies that could lead to more housing supply. In international news, in searching for life outside our solar system, researchers have found an Earth-like planet 49 light-years away. This exoplanet, the LHS-1140b, is a potentially habitable rocky planet over five times larger than Earth. The first author of the study, Dr. Colin Cherubim, noted it has some similar colored qualities to our planet in composition and texture, although it has more water volume and likely a different atmosphere, one that prevents water from escaping and protects the planet from radiation. Initially discovered in 2017, it was found to orbit a small dwarf planet in the star constellation of Cetus, and data captured in 2024 signaled the excretion of helium from the planet into space. Possible explanations were ruled out, including Earth's own atmospheric contamination. However, how the planet reacted to extreme ultraviolet radiation from Cetus was remarked upon, leading researchers to further question its habitability.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers later on. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.